안녕하십니까? 2017학년도 11월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2017학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ben, do you know any good places to go with my cousins?
I went to the new amusement park on the west side of town. It was fantastic.
Great. How long does it take by car?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lucy, did you hand in your essay to Mr. Johnson?
Actually, I finished it yesterday, but I forgot to bring it to school.
Oh, don't worry. He just said we can email him the essay after school.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm Ms. Smith, director of the school media center. As some of you already know, a student's online ID got stolen and misused last week. So, I'd like to remind you of one thing about the use of school computers. When you check your email or use social network services using the school computers, be sure to log out before you leave. If you forget to log out, someone else can access your data on websites, or even worse, they can steal your personal information. Protect your privacy online, and the first step is to click the log out button.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kathy, why the long face?
Hi, Bill. Honestly, I feel stressed whenever I work at my desk these days.
I know you have lots of things to do lately.
Do you have any good suggestions to deal with stress at work?
For me, making some changes to my desk helped me.
Changes to your desk? Tell me more.
I decorated my desk with some plants and photos of my family.
But aren't they a bit distracting when you have to focus on your work?
I don't think so. Actually, I feel they bring my stress level down.
Sounds great.
Go for it. Decorating your desk can help you reduce your stress at work.
I'll give it a try. Thanks for the idea. Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, I heard that I can join the science experience programs in this hall with this ticket.
Of course. You can also look around all the exhibition halls in the science museum.
What about the special exhibit section?
That's included in your ticket. It's on the third floor.
Excellent. Oh, I saw the posters about the robot show at the entrance of the museum. Can I see it too?
Let me check. I'm sorry, but it's fully booked for today.
That's too bad. Thanks for the information, though.
No problem. Enjoy your time in the science museum.
Thank you. Anna, let me show you this photo. It was taken when I sang at the concert last Sunday.
Oh, I see the banner on the wall. It says charity concert.
Yeah, the concert was held for sick children.
That's nice. You performed with two other people. Who's the boy on the right side of the picture?
You mean the boy playing the piano? That's my friend, Jack.
I see. Who is the girl standing in front of the piano? She's playing the violin.
Her name is Alice. I practiced a lot to harmonize with her.
You look so cool singing and playing the guitar in the center.
Thanks.
By the way, why are there drums on the left side of the picture?
Oh, the drums were for the next performers.
The concert must have been wonderful. Hey, Peter. You look so busy.
Hi, Jennifer. The speech contest is tomorrow, so I've just set up the chairs for the audience with my club members.
A speech contest? You must have a bunch of things to prepare.
That's true, but there are only a few things left.
Is there anything I can help you with?
Not really. Gary and I will check the sound system this afternoon.
Don't you have to prepare something to drink?
Yes, but Sally will take care of it. Oh, can you make name tags, please? You're good at designing.
No problem. I can do it for you. Do you have the list of participants?
Oh, here is the list of their names. Thank you, Jennifer.
It's my pleasure.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. It's me, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. What's up?
You know my grandma has been in the hospital.
Yeah. Is she feeling better?
Yes, thanks. I've just heard that my grandma's getting out of the hospital tomorrow.
Good for her. Oh, By the way, can you still go to the fireworks festival with me and Andy tomorrow?
Well, that's why I'm calling you now. I'm sorry to say that I can't make it. I'm going to have dinner with my family at Grandma's house.
That's okay. I'll explain your situation to Andy. I'm sure he'll understand.
Thank you.
Please give my best to your grandmother.
Okay, I will. Have a good time at the festival.
(9번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, do you have bicycles for rent?
We sure do. We have a variety of bicycles.
I'm here with my wife and two sons.
Okay. Besides regular one-seat bicycles, we also have two-seat bicycles for couples. Would you like any of those?
I think my sons would prefer riding alone. How much is it to rent a regular bicycle?
Regular bicycles are $5 each. How about a bicycle with two seats for you and your wife?
That sounds perfect. How much is it?
It's $10.
Then I'll rent two regular bicycles for my kids and one bicycle with two seats for me and my wife.
Okay. Since you're renting three vehicles, I can give you 10% off the total price.
Thank you. Let me pay for them now.
10번. 대화를 듣고 요리 강좌에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Kevin, you look excited. What's up?
I've just registered for a cooking class that I've wanted to take for a long time.
Good for you. Where are you taking the class?
Well, it's one of the classes offered at the community center. I'll be taking it there.
How long does it take to complete the course?
It'll take a month.
That's not too long. What kind of food will you be cooking, by the way?
The course is on Italian food. I'm supposed to learn various pizza and pasta recipes.
I can't wait to taste your cooking. I love Italian food.
You know what? The instructor is a chef from Italy. His name is Antonio Bruno.
That's cool. I hope you enjoy your class.
11번 플레이그라운드 4 독스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Are you looking for a special place for your dog? Then I have good news for you. The playground for dogs opens on October 2nd. It's located close to downtown, so it's convenient for you to bring your dogs to run and play. The park includes hoops, tunnels, and pools for dogs to play in. Since our qualified staff will patrol the park, you don't have to worry about your dog's safety. Entry to the park costs $10 for each dog. It's open every day, even on weekends. In the playground for dogs, you will see your dogs playing freely. For more information, please visit our website, www.playgroundfordogs.com.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 커튼을 고르시오.
Hey, honey. What are you doing?
I'm browsing the home interiors brochure. We need to buy curtains for the windows in Jenny's new room.
I think so, too. Let's choose together. What color do you think would be good?
Well, I don't think gray would be a good match with the wallpaper in her room.
I agree. Isn't spending more than $100 on curtains a little too much?
Absolutely. Expensive things aren't always better.
Then we have three choices left. What about the patterns?
I think natural patterns, such as flowers or stars, will be good.
You're right. And as for fabric, cotton is easier to wash.
Yes, indeed. Here is a model that satisfies all our needs. Let's buy this one.
Okay.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Daniel. What are you doing?
Hi, Susie. I'm preparing for my presentation for our social studies class this Friday.
Oh, how's it going?
I managed to write a script, and now I'm working on the presentation slides.
I see.
Actually, I have no idea how I can make good presentation slides. Can you help me?
Sure. Can I take a look at your slides?
Here. What do you think?
It seems your slides are full of words.
Well, I thought about slides with fewer words, but I'm worried that might not deliver my message well.
Then why don't you take out some text and add some pictures?
I wonder if that will really work.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Rachel, are you okay? You don't look very well today.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking about joining the acting club at school this year.
That sounds great.
But I'm not sure if I can be a good actor.
Come on. I remember you acted very well in the school play last year.
Thank you for saying so, but I'm still worried.
What makes you so worried?
Well, it's difficult for me to memorize scripts. What if I forget my lines on stage?
Don't worry. I know you'll improve if you practice hard. The important thing is that you're interested in acting.
That's true, but I'm just not sure about myself, Dad.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 데이비드가 세라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
David is the host of a classroom debate on the topic of animal testing for medical research. Sarah, one of the debaters, strongly expresses her opinions about the topic and supports her ideas very logically. But, in her enthusiasm, she keeps giving her opinions even after her time is over. The debaters on the other side feel uncomfortable with her behavior. Unfortunately, Sarah doesn't seem to be aware that she is violating the rule. David wants to ask Sarah to follow the debate rule about the time limit. In this situation, what would David most likely say to Sarah?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, parents. I'm John Brown, a professor of mathematics at Pacific University. Today, I'd like to give you some tips to help your children learn math in a fun way. First, use the things around you. You can give them a handful of tiny things like beans and let them count. You can also ask them to compare the numbers of pictures on the walls in each room of your house. Second, play board games with your kids. Board games with two dice instead of one can be a good way to learn basic addition. Third, make math an enjoyable daily activity in real life. For example, at the grocery store, ask your kids how many apples they could buy with $10. With this kind of activity, they can learn how to apply basic math to real life. By following these three tips, you can help your children enjoy learning math early in their lives.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, parents. I'm John Brown, a professor of mathematics at Pacific University. Today, I'd like to give you some tips to help your children learn math in a fun way. First, use the things around you. You can give them a handful of tiny things like beans and let them count. You can also ask them to compare the numbers of pictures on the walls in each room of your house. Second, play board games with your kids. Board games with two dice instead of one can be a good way to learn basic addition. Third, make math an enjoyable daily activity in real life. For example, at the grocery store, ask your kids how many apples they could buy with $10. With this kind of activity, they can learn how to apply basic math to real life. By following these three tips, you can help your children enjoy learning math early in their lives.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 사물이 아닌 것은 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.